Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, September 16th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1336. A man waited with a rifle for 12 hours at Trump's golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida, before a Secret Service agent spotted him and opened fire. Trump, who was at the club when it happened, was unharmed. The FBI says it appeared to be an attempted assassination and identified Ryan Wesley Ruth, who did not have Trump in his sightline and did not fire his semi-automatic rifle. After the Secret Service spotted the muzzle of a gun protruding from the bushes several hundred yards away, Ruth fled the scene and left behind his phone, a loaded rifle with a scope, some food, and a digital camera. He was then pulled over and arrested around 2:14 p.m. after a license plate reader reported his vehicle on I-95 about 45 miles north of Trump International Golf Club. His cell phone records also show that he was near the perimeter of the golf course from around 2 a.m. until 1:31 p.m. He was charged with two gun-related offenses, possession of a firearm as a convicted felon, and possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. His past history of criminal convictions, including possession of a weapon of mass death and destruction, barred him from owning a gun legally. Ruth was not accused of trying to kill Trump, but he did self-publish a book in 2023 in which he appears to tell readers that they were free to assassinate Trump. Meanwhile, Elon Musk deleted his tweet wondering why no one is ever trying to assassinate Biden and Kamala Harris. Following intense backlash, he eventually deleted the post and tried to claim that it was a joke that was way less funny if people don't know the context and the delivery is plain text. The White House condemned his post, saying violence should only be condemned, never encouraged or joked about. This rhetoric is irresponsible. Trump, on the other hand, blamed the polarized political environment that he helped create on Biden and Harris, citing their rhetoric. And finally, J.D. Vance admitted that he has to create stories, such as the debunked claim that Haitians in Ohio are eating and killing pets, in order to get media attention. Referencing his baseless claim about Haitian migrants, he said, "If I have to create stories so that the American media actually pays attention to the suffering of the American people, then that's what I'm going to do." The state's Republican governor called Vance's claim that migrants were eating pets a piece of garbage that was simply not true. The Ohio town of Springfield, however, has been forced to close schools and government buildings and cancel its annual celebration of culture and diversity following bomb threats. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.